This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law that seeks to cut opioid addiction in the state.
I bring to you Senate Bill 826.
Senate Bill 826 was pre-filed last December, heard by the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee on January 24th, given first-round Missouri Senate approval on February 21st, approved by the Missouri House of Representatives on April 25th, truly agreed to and finally passed on May 17th, and signed into law on July 9th. When the sponsor, Senator David Sater of Cassville, presented his proposal in committee, he told them opioid addiction can start innocently.
We have an opioid problem in the state of Missouri. And a lot of people who are prescribed medications, let's say opioids, maybe they're prescribed 30 tablets. They find out, well, I only need to take four or five of them, and I've got 25 left. And so you put them back up in your cabinet, and you kind of forget about them.
He adds the first component of Senate Bill 826 changes the rules regarding controlled substances.
Drug take-back programs, such as what I'm proposing, has to be by a DEA-authorized collector. So the DEA will still be in control of this. We just can't start doing this. It's needed because Missouri law currently does not allow pharmacies to collect controlled substances. This bill would ensure pharmacies can collect all types of unused medications, including controlled substances.
Senator Sater also says there's a second element to this measure.
Also, education is a very important component to the disposal of unused medications. I think consumers, and I've seen this personally, often receive kind of confusing and conflicting guidance on how to properly dispose of medications and would benefit from this bill. Drug disposal and take back are best addressed at the state level.
During Missouri Senate floor discussion on Senate Bill 826, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City wanted to use this proposal as a starting point for a pet project of his.
I couldn't help but feel like this is a good place for us to have a discussion about something else that will reduce opioid addiction and that has scientific data that proves to reduce opioid addiction. And so I have an amendment here that I've prepared for your legislation that will get this conversation started on medical cannabis.
Additionally, the new law addresses healthcare records, the Advisory Council on Rare Diseases and Personalized Medicine, long-acting reversible contraceptives, newborn eye drops, vaccine protocols, prescriptions, maintenance medication, pharmacy benefit managers, and prescription eye drops. Because of an emergency clause, Senate Bill 826 became law as soon as it was signed by the governor. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.